When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
And the thing that I want to tell you is to relax and to enjoy the ride. Just because you are not where you want to be right now, it does not mean that you have not arrived. It does not mean that you have failed. Some of you all want to skip the process. Y'all want to skip it. You're not, what makes you feel like you're not in touch with God right now? You're not where you are. You can't acknowledge something that you're not in touch with. If you felt like you had fell out of line with God, you wouldn't even acknowledge him, because people who are out of his will, they feel no conviction. That's the number one sign, right? The number one sign when we are out of the will of God is that we do not feel convicted for our sins. And I'm not a preacher, so y'all don't, I'm not a preacher. I'm backsliding, okay? But what I will tell you is that if you were not in alignment and you were not connected to the vine, then you would not even be here this morning saying that. The real issue is not even that. The real issue is that you want to be further along than you actually are, faster than you've been able to get there. And you need to go through the daggone process and allow the process to happen and stop feeling like you're supposed to be somewhere right now that you're not supposed to be. Trust the process. That's what's holding you back. That's what's stopping you. And stop trying to rush it. You just talked to me at the conference I spoke at. You was one of the people that came up. I can't talk you into your blessing. I can't help you speed up the timing that's on your life. Let life teach you the things that you are supposed to learn right now. I can't speed that up for you, baby. Just go through it. That's my response. That's it. That's all I got for you. Be patient. Be still.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much, Ronnie. Ronnie, we didn't ask you, how much time do you have this morning? We normally go until 30 after the hour, which we will cut it off at that time. Otherwise, yep, they will keep you here all day. But how much are you good
for? I'll stay until then. It's no problem.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure. All right. Next up is going to be Akilah wrong person, right? No, this is Akilah Shabazz. Yeah, I'm like, sorry, I'm confusing my Akilahs. I apologize.
You're really, really amazing. So my question is, how do you balance just going super hard in your business versus social and like downtime? I just say that because I lost my business 2 years ago and I'm like so far on the extreme. Like I don't even entertain anything that doesn't have anything to do with me building and growing my business, even vacations.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a really good question. I think that as you begin to age, you begin to see what's really important, okay? And, you know, I tell this story quite often, but I'll kind of summarize it here. Before I became successful and made, you know, millions of dollars and all that crap, I worked at a janitor in the hospital. Okay, that's why, hence my book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions on Instagram. I worked as a janitor. And when I worked as a janitor, I was able to see sick people dying in the hospital, right? And the hospital that I worked at was in Washington, D.C. The name of the hospital is Georgetown University Hospital, all right? And that is probably one of the wealthiest areas in Washington, D.C. So what does that mean? That actually means that before all of the wealthy people that live in that area died, they came to that hospital to die, right? And I'm not talking about millionaires. I'm talking about like million, like B's. Like then we go into the B's, the billionaires, okay? I'm talking trust fund babies, all right? I'm talking about generational wealth, like, you know, 10 and 15 and the 20s, right? Those type of millionaires who had like 100 million in the bank, right? I'm talking about 10 generations later. Trust fund babies, okay? That's all they did was grow up, go to Georgetown University, right? Get their degrees. Anyway, I got to see them in their 70s and 80s, sick, dying in the hospital. And one of the things that I know now that I probably didn't know then was there was a reason in that season why God had me there. And it was because throughout that entire time, I never saw anyone asking for their money when they were dying. They were asking for people. They were asking for their family. They were asking for their friends. They were asking for their spouses. They were asking for their children. And they were asking for those things. And what that did for me was it positioned me to... Someone's at my door. It really made me stay focused in that season. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to take this computer with me. Y'all getting a little... It made me stay focused in that season on what was most important. And what was most important and what I now know is most important. Money is not the most important thing, okay? What I learned in that time is that what was the most important was the people that I loved and the people who loved me. So while many of you all are saying, I don't have time for the people I love because, you know, I'm trying to make my million, what I want to stress is that there will be a time and a place in your life where money won't be your end all be all. So make sure you take the time to spend moments with the people who matter most to you, right? So yeah, it's okay to want to make the money, all right? But what I want to encourage you to do is also experience life. Some of you all are just so gung-ho on being a millionaire that you have not found balance. And one of the things that I refuse to do right now is be so consumed with making a dollar that I'm not spending time with the people that I love. Last week, I had lunch with my best friend, Jennifer. Love her to death, right? Yesterday, I had lunch with my best friend, Kim, right? I'm intentional about making time for the people that I love. And let me just tell you why. Because I don't live in a mindset of something is not coming to me. All right. I live in the mindset of it's coming to me regardless. Okay. And I don't have to worry about when it's coming, how long it's going to take. I need to cut my family off. I need to not be here with my parent or my mom or my friends or whatever the case may be. I don't have to live my life like that. Because I know it's coming. And if I'm living in that scarcity mindset, I'm like, I can't work. I can't stop working. I can't pause. I gotta go, because I am believing that I am responsible for the blessings versus God flowing and bringing things to me. So that's how I do it. I'm not chasing anything. I'm attracting. Things are flowing to me. Opportunities are coming to me. The doors that are supposed to open for me are going to open. Why do I need to pause on experiencing this beautiful thing called life? Because I am so money hungry. That's not the money for me. If it takes me away from the people I love, it's not the money for me.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Right, awesome. I was just saying thanks very much for all the bars. Really appreciate it. My question is this. If you had to restart everything all over again, what are three things you would use to build your businesses organically, be it Herlistic and your service biz?
Okay, so that is a very good question. Oh, yay. That's probably one of the best questions that someone has asked me in a very long time. Okay, let me just state that. The first thing that I would have done over, if I could do it all over again, is I would have spent 90% of my time building a community, meaning putting out valuable content that is solution-based content for people. The second thing is I would have taken my followers off of social media and put them in a place where I have full control and access to them 24/7. That's the second thing I would have done.
That's bro.
Yeah. The third thing that I would have most definitely done is created more video content. Why? Because I am seeing the power of video and how people like to share it. You all are seeing that transition on my page as well. You are going to begin to see more video content from me, right? Just because I see how much it resonates with people and how it is shared out more and more and more and more. So those are the top three things that I would have done. And if I could just add one more, one more thing that I just have to say, right? I would have started investing earlier in the stock market. That's what I'm talking about.
Gotcha. So like investing in stocks and stuff. Because I remember you talking with your tax accountant about that on one of your lives. So.
For sure. Cool. For sure.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you very much, Ronnie. As always, really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ronnie. First of all, I'd like to know where you're going to be next. So I could be there. I really appreciate it. Right now, I'm in a space where in family and sometimes emotionally, I'm feeling drained with the loss of my father recently and so many things going on there. But I'm pressing forward business-wise, so I'm having the best financial year for myself. But as it relates to my family, with death and cancer being on the rampage, I don't know how to do the balance that you're talking about, because if I don't make the money, I can't help. And if I don't take the time to spend the time with them, they could be gone before I know it.
Yeah.
And as I'm older, I would like to do the things like have kids, but that hasn't happened yet. So I feel like I'm in such a weird time.
Yeah. Let me just say this, Camaro, you know, you are a black man, and I just want to make sure that I say that it is okay to have emotions and to grieve as a black man. I think that, you know, for me, some of the things that I see is that black men just always have to be tough, right? And the only thing that matters when it comes to a black man to many people is what he can provide. And I want to start with just saying that you are so much more than just what you can provide, and that it's okay to grieve. It's okay to have emotions. It's okay to express those feelings. And it is 100% okay for you to be struggling emotionally right now. I want to allow room for that for you right now, Camaro, because I see this, and it's just like you have to be tough all the time, where you can't even take a moment to grieve your loss because you're a provider. And you just have to get back to, I have to make this money because I have a bill to pay. So I want to just give you that room. The first thing I want to say is take your time to grieve. Talk about it. Cry about it. Let it out, right? Be emotionally connected. Like, it's okay for you to struggle emotionally as a man. It is 100% okay. The second thing is you just have to think, and this goes back to what I said, you have to be careful with what you tell yourself while you're going through moments like this. And I've been in a season where business-wise, everything has been going great, right? Company is making money. Everything is good with the books. Customers are coming in. But personally, I've been depleted. Personally, I've been hurt. Personally, you know, I've been let down. Personally, I've been betrayed. Like all of those different types of things. And I remember talking to my best friend, Kim. I'm like, man, it's just crazy how you can have all the success going on in business. And in your personal life, it's like, what the hell? Like, what's going on right now? You know, like, how is this possible? But it is 100% possible because we are masters at covering the truth, meaning like we're trained to show up and smile like things are still going on. And deep down inside, we've been taught to suppress our true feelings. So the first thing that I would tell you is to let it out. You know, let's start here. Are you comfortable with sharing one of your biggest emotional or mental things that you have going on in your head right now that you feel as though it's holding you back? Oh, Camaro, don't cry. Do not cry because I'm a crier. And you gonna get me to cry on here today. Shay, give me some tissue. This man is crying. Come on, Camaro. Don't you get on here and start crying.
I didn't mean to. I'm definitely sorry about that. It is gone, and I just felt like my life wasn't there where it needed to be before he left. And I haven't had kids yet either, and I don't know how that's even going to happen right now. And as I'm approaching 50, it's just, I'm always anxious about, can I accomplish everything before I leave this earth? And with my mom also having cancer, it's like, am I going to be able to accomplish all this before she's gone? I just don't know.
Yeah. Let me just say this. There is no time. We are not on a time schedule. You know, the moment we free ourselves from time schedules, we free ourselves from comparison. We often look at these time schedules because people have gotten us in a place where we think that we have to do certain things by a certain time. Today, I want to encourage you to remove this time limit from your life so that you can just enjoy your life. Camaro, you don't have to meet anyone's deadline. You are not on anyone's deadline. There's no deadline for anything that you have going on. Let me just say that. Can you tell me that? I'm on no one's timeline.
I'm on no one's timeline.
I'm flowing.
I'm flowing.
I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I think, and I want to encourage you that sometimes we assume what people expect from us, and they don't even expect things from us. We assume that, you know, our parents are waiting for a kid. You know, we assume that this person is expecting us to do this, and it's not even that. I want to encourage you that you are not on anyone's timeline, and I just want to encourage you to just live and just be present. You're already doing the hardest thing that a person could ever do. And you know what that is? But, be a black man in America.
Yeah.
You are already doing one of the hardest things there is to do. If you don't do anything else, you are surviving being a Black man in America. That is one of the most difficult things to do and live. You not only do you have to worry about staying alive as a Black man in America, you have to go walk down the street every day. You have to walk into a job every day. You have to look over your shoulder every day. You got to check your rearview mirror when you're driving every day. You have to get people to pay you what you deserve, right? The hardest thing that you can do, you're already doing it, is being a Black man. Do you know how hard it is for a Black man to get grace, to get understanding, to get opportunity? You have enough on yourself right now that I just want to celebrate you because you almost 50 and you still alive. You're still alive. And let me just also celebrate the fact that you're almost 50 and you're investing in personal development as a Black man. And you have a community. We have almost 500 people on here on this webinar today. You're surrounded by community. You're already ahead of so many people, Camaro. So just give yourself some time to just process your thoughts and you don't have to rush. You are in alignment. And that's what I just wanted to leave you with today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Where are you going to be next?
I don't know. I don't know yet. But you are connected to me online and you will be, I know when I post it, you're going to be there.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much for taking that time. I really, really appreciate you. I can't thank you enough. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Camaro. That was amazing, Ronnie Brown. Got everybody in their feelings right now, but I think that's a perfect ending to send you out onto your day, because we couldn't possibly get to the amount of people that want to drink from the well of your knowledge.
Thank you.
So tell us, where do we connect with you? How do we get to you? All that good stuff so that we can find out where you're going to be next.
Y'all know I'm all about texting. Text me. 202-410-2903. Let me know if you learned something today. Once again, that number is 202-410-2903. It's also in my bio on Instagram. And then you can also make sure you are following me at Ronnie Brown on Instagram, R-O-N-N-E, Brown, like the color. All right, come over and say a hello, drop something under my last post. Let me know what you learned from this morning. And then last but not least, you all know that I work with so many people on building their brands and rebranding themselves and helping them get their businesses together. We do like facelifts, right? It's the brand rehab. If you would like more information on that, you can make sure that you go to www.rehabmybrand.com. Go check that out. And follow my pages. You all know I have a plant-based beauty and self-care brand. The skin is skinning right now. It's the glow thanks to the Herlistic product. Make sure y'all follow Shop Herlistic. And make sure you follow my community at Join CEO Society on Instagram as well. So those are all the ways that you can connect with me.
I think you gave us a few.
I think we'll be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Ronnie, thank you so much. Just giving up your time and just being the example that you are in the world. Honestly, like, I just really appreciate you. So
thank you so much.
All right. Enjoy your day.
All right. Have a good one, you all. Thanks for having me.
All right. All right, everybody. With that.
This man got me crying this morning. Got me over here crying.
I just said to the people. I didn't know it was almost over.
Yes. Got me over here crying. How y'all gonna have me crying at 9:30 in the morning? Woo! Come on, y'all. Got your girl in tears. Let me tell you, nothing touches me more than like seeing a Black man crying. Girl, that thing will choke me up. Quick. Y'all was crying. All right, I'm about to get off of here. I got a few boogers coming out of my nose, like the snot is about to come down. So I need to go and get myself together. I wasn't ready for that one. I'm going to the gym. I love y'all. I'm going to save this live. It's not going to be on my feed, but it's going to be under my lives. You all can go back and watch it. I hope you have a great day, and I'll see y'all soon. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.